May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Good morning, Summerlee United Church. Thank you for welcoming me today to worship with your community. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Sarah Wicks Potter, and I'm a commissioned pastor with the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, which is a teeny tiny Protestant denomination in Canada, which is blessed partly by our full communion agreement with the United Church of Canada. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Summerlee United Church, do you also approach Jesus at night? Nicodemus approaches Jesus at night, presumably because he doesn't want to be seen by his fellow Pharisees. Jesus is a spectacle. Jesus is doing something different, saying things that are making people in power uncomfortable. It makes sense that Nicodemus does not want other people in power to see him talking to Jesus. For what would Nicodemus's friends think? What would his colleagues think? What would his wife think? The most important question. This is a wandering, itinerant preacher from some backwater town in Nazareth. That is not the kind of person that Nicodemus is supposed to be seen with. But let us not be hasty to judge Nicodemus. As Jesus later says in the Gospel of John, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone." Summerlee, I think we also approach Jesus at night. We approach Jesus at night because, fundamentally, not a lot has changed in 2,000 years. We still live in a culture where approaching Jesus in public is a statement. Or perhaps it changed and has now changed back again. Either way, we worry about the ramifications of being too visibly Christian in public. We worry about what our colleagues think, what our friends think about this religion thing that we do. Among our young people, being religious is not always something you put on your online dating app. Trust me on that. It's rarely seen as cool or sexy. Indeed, the Legault government is in many ways trying to ban public displays of religion. Christianity has a bad reputation a lot of the time, not without good reason. You don't want people to jump to the conclusion that you're that kind of Christian, the kind of Christian in the news in the United States, or the kind of Christian who isn't cool with women, or people who are gay. So we approach Jesus at night. We approach Jesus because we're afraid. We don't want to be seen with him. But we also approach Jesus at night because we have questions. We have things that haunt us. Things that haunt the narrative of our lives. People we have left down. People we have let down. Things we have left undone. We approach Jesus at night because there are questions that we need to ask before we face the next day. We approach Jesus at night because there are questions that we have, questions that we have that we are not comfortable asking in front of our other Christians at church. We approach Jesus at night because in the safe cocoon of the dark, we can be vulnerable. We trust that Jesus will listen. We trust that the Holy Spirit will intercede as Paul promises. For we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. So what am I telling you? Am I telling you that it's bad to approach Jesus at night because it shows that we are in some way ashamed of our Christian faith? Am I telling you that it's good to approach Jesus at night? Because it lets us ask questions that are trapped in the hidden rooms of our souls. In a perfect world, we might be able to live our faith more openly. This is a desirable goal and something that we should strive to do. But in a perfect world, we would also tell Jesus every single thing that haunts our thoughts, that haunts our hearts. And if we need to do that at night, we do it at night. And look at how Jesus responds. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." He continues, "Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to punish the world, to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. He comes to Jesus imperfectly and afraid and confused. And look at the response. Even before those famous verses, we have Jesus' discourse on being born. Jesus says, "Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it. But you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." What does this mean, Summerlee United Church? What does it mean to be born from above? What does it mean to be born of the Spirit? None of us can fully know. But it is Jesus asking Nicodemus and asking us to be with him. It is Jesus asking Nicodemus and asking us to listen. It is Jesus asking Nicodemus and asking us to abide. We don't have to understand everything. We don't have to have all of the answers. But what we do need to do is to keep coming to Jesus and staying there and listening, even when the response is confusing. And is that not our faith, Summerlee United Church? It is not our faith to have all of the answers. It is not our faith to pretend like we aren't confused. It is not our faith to be so strong and to be so brave that we never hide. It is our faith to be with Jesus. It is our faith to listen to him and to abide with him. Like Abraham this morning, we are going from the country of this world and the country of this kindred and what we know to a land that only God will show us. For God will bless us so that we can be a blessing. And what does Abraham do? Does Abraham claim to have all of the answers? No. Abraham goes because the Lord tells him to go. This Lent, we are also traveling. We are traveling because the Lord has told us to. And we are traveling because of things Jesus has said. And like Nicodemus, like Abraham, we don't have to be perfect. But we do have to keep going. One foot in front of the other until we reach our destination. So go to Jesus at night. Go to Jesus when you're afraid. Go to Jesus when you don't want other people to see you and you're ashamed of your faith. Go to Jesus when you're confused. Go to Jesus when you're hurt and it feels like there's no way forward. Go to Jesus when life is going so well that you don't feel like you need him. But go to Jesus nonetheless, because that